Meet the new world. Same as the old world. To be likened, the moon'll tell. Might not a listen, might not a like it, but it'll tell if you can. Give yourself in a jar, cleave a tomato, pick the seeds clean. With your mouth now. Leave it sit for 3 days behind that rank of elfin wood yawn. A palm of milk and enough honey to feel right, and rub it back up in there real good. Sleep on your left side. The moon will tell you. In soothe. But you might not like it, even if you be likened. You can bathe at the river, can't you? But damn it, tell me now. What good be a pond with no fish? You seen brag. Recollect. Nanny Tag. Darren the Daring, Daring, Daring Do, Stealing Base, christened Darren Little May Davenport. Dee Dee to Nana, initials smothered in southern fried kisses. Dat Wiggadee, who like Jay-Z, aight? Who's down? Scots-Irish it is. Darren because you're brave, says Dad. No. Darren because your daddy's daddy was David, and then there was Mines, who was named Aaron. Doo-doo after Cousin Quint blew 36 months in Votech on a straight-arm bid, and they cruised out to Little Gorge glugging green grenades and read 3 years' worth of birthday cards. Little Mays when he hit those three homers in the Pee-wee playoff. Dookie, according to his Aunt Boo, spiteful she was, misery indeed loves company. Mr. Hankey, when they discovered he TiVo'd Battlestar Galactica. Faggot when he hugged John Meir in third grade. Faggot again when he drew hearts on everyone's Valentine's Day cards in fourth grade. Dim Ding Dong when he undressed in the wrong dressing room because he daren't venture into the dark end of the gym. Philadelphia Freedom when he was caught clicking heels to that song. Tony thought he was clever with that one. Mr. Davenport when he won the school's debate contest in eighth grade. Faggot again when he won the school's debate contest in eighth grade. Faggot again more times than he cared to remember, especially the summer he returned from Chicago sporting a new Midwest accent. Harder on the vowels and consonants alike, but sociable. Played well with others, that accent did. Faggot again when he cried at the end of Wall-E. Donut hole when he started to swell in ninth grade. Donut black hole when he continued to put on weight in 10th grade. Tony thought he was really clever with that one. Buttercup when they caught him gardening. Hippie when he stopped hunting. Faggot again when he became a vegetarian and started wearing a meat is murder pin. Oh yeah? Why are you craving mine then? Faggot again when he broke down in class over being called faggot. Sissy after that, whispered, smothered in sniggers, almost hidden. Ron by the high school debate team coach because he danced like a cross between Morrissey and some fat old black guy, WTF, in some old ass show called What's Happening. Brainiac when he aced the PSATs for his region. Turd Nerd when he aced the PSATs for his region. Turd Nerd when he hung with JoJo and the Black Bruiser. D-Ron? D-Ron? Darren? Sweet, simple Darren. The first few minutes of the first class of the first day of college. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yes, ma'am. Darren it is. What about this apostrophe, this light-headed comma? Feel free to correct me. Oh, no, ma'am. Ignore that. It's all one word, ma'am. No need to call me ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As was expected of valedictorians, he had spoken of choices, though not his personal choices. His desk was stuffed tighter than a turducken with acceptance letters, but to list those would have been smug and boastful when most classmates were going to state or to stay. He instead pontificated on abstract opportunities to be grabbed, snatched out of the air like so many feathers, of the choices life extended to those who dared dream. Of new worlds awaiting, of hopes to be fulfilled and expectations met, of how they would go forth and put Beeville, Georgia squarely on the map. Never mind that it was 92 degrees. Never mind that they could drink the air. Never mind that, as Nana used to say, it was so greatly humid a cat wouldn't stretch its neck to lick its own juniors. He carried on about wishing over dandelions, and their delicate floating spores, and how they multiplied. Superstitions taking seed even without belief. Where he had heard that, he couldn't recall. And explained that our eyes move when we dream. And lastly, with a smile, advised the audience to always use sunscreen. His parting blow? An open invitation to visit him at my future alma mater, until then unknown to his father. Teachers applauded vigorously. Peers clapped listlessly, more with relief than appreciation. But they didn't understand. And that was why he was glad to be leaving. He stepped from the podium a free man, at long last deaf to their tongues, and later thanked with aplomb the classmate who sidled up to the smoking steel drum and congratulated him on his engagement.